been seduced.
The library. The library.
Once or twice.
The library.
The New York Public Library raped me viciously, assaulted my nose with book smells. Till I almost forgot, revolution was a thing of the streets. Men with herringbones and blue shirts and thick-rimmed glasses have signs in them to point to Flatbush. And the rabbi insisted in some way that scholars and crematoriums were compatible. Young whites poring over books, memorizing but never learning, and I wonder how the fuck they'll justify genocide. I was in the library, honest to God, I didn't even know.
The library.
It don't matter. The library tempts me, sometimes worse than a woman with wide baby-holding hips and thick calves. Sometimes I want to sleep on it, in it, through it, and wake up to them and say, good morning, books. I've kissed books before, held them close to my brown skin, learned why my mother got moody at the end of every month. But they never taught me how to fight, or how to run from cops' burn bullets. Zigzag, butchie, zigzag, don't run straight, fool. Taught me to know, but not to believe. Moms believes in God. I believe in revolution. We both believe in something devoutly. So I guess I'll always be tempted and sometimes raped. Got to go now, books. It's 10 o'clock and you're closing up. God, I wish I could fuck you. Good night. The library.